From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has warned about the impact on global trading if U.S. President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable. And he vowed to continue to engage with U.S. officials on this issue.
We are impressing upon the American administration the unacceptable nature of these proposals that are going to hurt them every bit as much as they will hurt us. And we are confident that we're going to continue to be able to defend Canadian industry.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has said she is confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached. But she warned no one will get everything they want out of Britain's pending departure known as Brexit. Britain is due to leave the bloc in March of next year, but wants a two-year transition period to help businesses adapt.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship.
That is Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA News. It appears the hostilities between the U.S. and North Korea are escalating once again after it appeared at the Winter Olympics would be some type of peaceful accord, with South Korea engaging in the mediation. North Korea has now warned it would respond if the U.S. holds joint military drills next month, and with South Korea contending they would hinder the recent thaw in relations between the two Koreas. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Africa next week, where he will meet with leaders of various African nations. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord.
Secretary Tillerson will meet up with leadership in each country, as well as the leadership of the African Union Commission based in Ethiopia, to further our partnerships with the governments and the people of Africa. In particular, he plans to discuss ways that we can work with our partners to counter terrorism, advance peace and security, promote good governance, and spur mutually beneficial trade and investment.
The United States recently put several affiliates of the Islamic State terror group in Africa on the terrorism blacklist. Nathan Sales is the State Department Ambassador at Large and Coordinator for Counterterrorism.
Africa has traditionally been an area in which terrorist groups have operated. And part of the reason for that is because they assess that they're able to move across borders undetected. What we've tried to do is stand up the capabilities, not just of military authorities in the region, but also border security authorities and law enforcement authorities in the region.
Secretary Tillerson's trip is also seen as a good opportunity for the U.S. to reaffirm ties with African nations. United Nations aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to thousands of people trapped in the besieged Syrian enclave of eastern Ghouta. Syrian authorities finally have given permission for the UN envoy, or convoy, to enter the city of Douma Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The convoy will be carrying food, medicine, and other crucial relief supplies from a number of UN and international agencies for 180,000 people. The UN Children's Fund, which is part of that convoy, will have supplies on board for 70,000 children. Gert Capillare, UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, says nutritional and health supplies are a priority given the alarmingly high number of malnourished children in eastern Ghouta.
The U.S. Secret Service says a man shot himself outside the White House and medical personnel arrived on the scene. President Trump is not at the White House. He's in Florida, but he is set to return later Saturday. The agency says in a Twitter post that there are no other reported injuries related to that incident. Seven Italians detained in connection with the murder of an investigative journalist have been released by Slavic authorities. They were taken into custody Thursday as part of an investigation into the murder of 27-year-old Jan Kuciak and his girlfriend, who were found shot dead in their home near the Capitol Sunday. Kuciak was about to publish an article on alleged high-level political corruption in the Italian city of Calabria, connected to the criminal mafia, in which he named the suspects all businessmen. Investigators said that his death was most likely linked to his reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.